So is this a... Okay. So just reviewing, we're doing Psachim Kuf Chasam and Aleph about Haseba. So the Gemara says Matzah Tzar Haseba, Mara Ein Tzar Haseba. So you have to lean for Matzah, you don't lean for Mara. Right? Rashi says, and the Rashbam, that the Matzah, you're leaning, the leaning is like B'nei Choren, like free people. Right, I guess wealthy people, kings, that kind of thing, because it's Zecher L'Cheres. Zecher L'Gula. It's Matzah, Zecher L'Gula, right? Matzah Zoh Shanach HaShemal HaShem Shanigalu, right? Shanigalu, whatever, that whole thing. And it says Moror, you don't, because it's Zecher L'Avdas.
What?
Moror, you don't lean, because Moror is Zecher L'Avdas. Avdas. So Avdas, it's not appropriate to lean, like B'nei Choren, on the thing which is Zecher L'Avdas. So that's one thing. So we wanted to understand that a little better, but it make a plain sense, makes sense. And we said that we quoted the Rosh, who proves from a Gemara later at the bottom of the Amud, that if you don't lean, you're not Yotzei Matzah. Perhaps Midrabanan, but you have to eat Matzah again. So it's not just a thing of Stam Mitzvah Haseba, and they happen to say, oh, when should you do it? Hey, Matzah is a good place. But it actually becomes like, woven into the structure, somehow into the structure of Mitzvah Matzah, such that if you don't do it, you're not Yotzei Matzah. So you say, that's interesting. How exactly does it fit into the structure of Matzah? Matzah's Matzah, right? Matzah's the right city of Matzah. Now, how exactly does it fit into the structure? So we said that based upon this, the Ramban, it's based on a lot of things, but the Mitzvah Salayla of Pesach Matzah Morar are tied in directly with the ideas of Pesach Matzah Mar. Right? For instance, where it says, Gamliel says, Kol Shlomo Shol Shlomo Meilu Yotzei Chavas on Pesach Matzah Mar, the Ramban says it means you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Matzah, Pesach Mar, Kehilchasa, Bishle Musa, fully if you don't explain the ideas that Matzah is El Shem Shenigalu, and Pesach is El Shem Shenatzala, and Mar is El Shem the Avdas. So it's like part of the mitzvah itself is the ideational content which is attached to the mitzvah. So it's not just tamei hamitzvahs. It's not just like the philosophy why we have to eat matzah. But it's like part of the mitzvah itself is matzah is incorporated into the melaila and the sipur and the ideas of the matzah. So it's zecher l'geula. And Rashi here says it's zecher l'geula. He doesn't just mean that's the tama davar. That's why you're doing it. But that is that's the ideational content of the mitzvah. It's you're eating the matzah of Geula, the lachem of Geula, and the maror you're eating the that which was which is the food of Meriros, and that's Zecher L'Avdos. So yes, no, I'd say it's like the mitzvah is achilas matzah, and I don't think he means that the Ramban says it doesn't mean you're not yotzei matzah without it. If you don't have the idea of it, it doesn't mean you're not lo yotzei chavasa. He says it doesn't mean lo yotzei chavasa. It means you little yotzeich was like hilchasa bishlei musa. He shows that the lashon means that sometimes. You know, kol shalom dvar meilu pesach liyotzeich havasa. He shows that terminology can mean shelo kelchasa. It means bishlei musa. The highest level of matzah is only when you talk about it. So the mitzvah is achila. But what is the food? It's like it's a conceptual entity. It's not just a food. It's the lechem of geula. It's like its identity is, it's the food which they ate when they were leaving Mitzrayim. And it's like part of the conceptual identity of the halacha chavtza shel matzah is that it's the bread which reflects and points to geula. So when you eat it and you talk about the geula, that's a kiyum in the matzah. That's a kiyum in the matzah. You see, for instance, also lechem shel dvar marbe, that the amira on the lechem is also like a kiyum. Lechem oni, that's also part of it. So the mitzvos, it's like the mitzvos of the night are woven into the ideas of the night. So it's like it's almost like it's like a conceptual achila. It's not just like a technical halachic activity of ingesting matzah, but it's like an ideationally involved human activity which engages the mind in the ideas of matzah. Yes, that's part of the mitzvah. It's not ma'akev, halachically, yotzei even without it, because it is the matzah and gula nonetheless. But for the activity, insofar as you're involved in those ideas, so then the mitzvah is bishlei musa. part of that's what Ramban holds. That's what Ramban says. That's halachically, you're not yotzei b'shlemusa without that. No, part of that's a matzah. That's the difference. The simple way to learn kol shoshan arm pesach yol yotzei chovaso means you're not yotzei yechova of Sipur. That's the plain pshat. Sipur has to extend not just to the story, but how the story culminated in the mitzvah halayla. That's the way most learn. But the Ramban and the Mechames Hashem in the back, he learns it means not that you're not yotzei Sipur, but you're not yotzei matzah pesach matzah amara, because these mitzvos tonight have the ideas of Geula. The mitzvos are incorporated into the Seder, into the themes of the Seder, and it's a night of Geula, it's a night of Sipur, and then the mitzvos themselves are like exist as components of the Zechira of the night. So if you do them and you, so to speak, isolate them and take them away from the Zechira of the night, and you just do take them and make them into Maaseh Mitzvah, technically you're Yotzei, but you're lacking the full Kiyum of the Mitzvah. Full Kiyum of the Mitzvah is where the Chafetza is, you know, is ma'orah you to the ideas, the concepts of the night. So it's like woven into the concepts, the involvement in the night. So if that's the case, what it said is like this, is that in Haseba, so since the chafza of matzah is eichel geula, so the takana of Haseba was that since it's an object of geula, the derech achila should be done in a manner which is in line with that entity. It's not just a separate thing. Haseba is, it's an eating of a free man. And it's saying is that since this chafza is a chafza of geula, chafza which points to and conceptually is the lachem of geula, so therefore the takana of Haseba is really woven into the very thing. It says, eat it in a manner which is in line with the nature of the entity. It's a free man's bread, so look like it when you eat it. Act like it. Don't just eat it like a regular achila. This is a different kind of an achila. So it's woven into the very mitzvah of the achila. But in Marar, for instance, which is the chafetza of Mariros, so that's what it says, it doesn't make any sense. You can't lean and eat that as a free man. The conceptual nature of this achila is really the opposite. So that's what it says. That's Ein Tzarich Haseba, but that doesn't make any sense to require Haseba on that. You know? And with that in mind, so you can understand the Rosh. Is that's why you're not Yotzei Mitzvah Matzah if you don't do it by Haseba. Because if Haseba were like a super-added halacha, just there's a Mitzvah Matzah, and then there's a Mitzvah tonight to do Haseba. And where do you do it? Oh, Matzah's a good place. So then you couldn't say you're not Yotzei Matzah. But if you say that matzah is lachem of geula, and the Rabbanan were koveya, the manner of eating it should be a manner of cheros, which is in line with the nature of the entity, so then if you don't do that, you're not doing Mrs. Matzah properly. It's like the way matzah is lachem of geula is that you have the ideas of it, and you eat it in a certain manner. So now it's like, since it's woven into the manner of performing Mrs. Matzah, and it fits into that, so eat it properly, so then you're lacking the mitzvah, you're lacking in the Mrs. Matzah. And the Rabbani and Ayote Matzah. So you're going to have to go back in the Matzah again. So you did to eat it in Derech Achila, which is in line with this entity. Okay, so now the question is the Dalek Kosos. Which Kosos need a Seba, which Kosos don't need a Seba? Okay, so you would have thought, and this is one of my questions, you would have thought the Halacha is the Dalek Kosos. Are they more like Matzah or are they more like Marah? Are they more like Matzah, which is Eichel Gula, or are they more like Mara, which is Eichel Avdus? So the answer is clear. They're more like Matzah, right? The whole idea of drinking them is Kibnei Choron, right? You drink four cups of wine, like Kibnei Choron, right? Free man, drink wine, it's a fancy drink. So you would think simple that the halachas you have to lean for all four cups. Lean for Dalek Kosos. Which ones? All of them, right? Why would you even think any difference? So the Gemara says, is that we learned in the name of Nachman that it needs a Seba, we learned in the name of Nachman doesn't need a Seba. So what's the difference? The answer is, the resolution is, it's not a machlokas, it depends. First two, last two. Okay? Which ones need and which ones don't need? So that's a machlokas. Two different ways to learn. Yeah.
Why would we say split up?
That's what the Gemara says. There's Rav Nachman, there's two statements in the name of Rav Nachman about the Dalek Kosos. One statement is that Rav Nachman said the Dalek Kosos, the Ayin needs a Seba. There's another statement of Rav Nachman, the Ayin does not need a Seba. So we have a contradiction. So the way that we resolve the contradiction is we say it means, in one case he was talking about the first two cups, in another case he was talking about the second two cups. Just strange, but that's the way they resolve it. That's the way they resolve it. But it's a machlokas. which way the resolution goes, which cubs need and which cubs don't need. But one problem we asked yesterday, and this is an open question, is wouldn't you just think it should be pasha that all dalakosas need it? The whole sense of splitting them up seems to be strange. Like, what's the... Well, dalakosas is one mitzvah, it's one mitzvah, one takana of dalakosas, you have to drink dalakosas, and to start splitting them up altogether seems like funny. Yeah.
I mean, but he does have a statement that...
Yes, I understand that. I understand that in terms of the pshat, but I'm asking what's the sense of Rav Nachman doing? Like, I understand, given that we have these statements, it's a good resolution. But what's the sense of Rav Nachman of splitting them apart like that? What's the svar that you say that? Just say, look, say dalakos is one mitzvah, neither needs a seba. It doesn't need a seba. And she said, pasha, it doesn't need a seba. Right? I mean, we're going to get into the Gemara's reasoning for the why it doesn't. I'm just saying it's a good idea not to overlook the basic thing, that this is like a strange chiddush altogether. Okay, so which ones do and which ones don't? So Gemara says like this, is that what's the argument to say it's the first two? So he says the argument for the first two is that so the argument for the first two is dehashtahu dekamaschal alacheros, because this is when you're beginning the cheros. When are you talking about the cheros? In the first two cups, right? The first two cups, you make kiddush, seichus yes mitzrayim, the second cup is Sipur, you talk all about Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim. That's when you should be leaning. But the last two cups, it's done. It's history. Look, you're already done with Sipur. Sipur is done after the second cup. After that, you're doing eating, you're doing halal, you're doing benching. Then, what are you doing leaning on then? The chiris is done. You're already done with the story. Too late. You missed your chance. So therefore, you only lean the first two. You don't lean the second two. The second position argues just the opposite. He says, "Adrabah, treka se basroi bo se, but the last two needed. Ha'hi shayta dekahav yacheros. That's when you're free. When are you free? After you're done with the seabor, then you're free. But the first two cups, though, say the katei avadamayinu kamar. You're still saying avadamayinu, and when you're saying avadamayinu, you're not yet free. You're not yet at the stage where you're thinking about your freedom. You're thinking about your avdos together with your cheros. So that's not a time to lean. Time to lean is afterwards. Right? So we got like opposite svaras here. Right? Opposite svaras here. So the question is, what's the sense of, of these two different positions? I know. It's also true, we said, is like, it's not pshat. Like, the second coast for sure, you already finished Siv Magad. When do you drink the cup? After you're done with Magad. So you're not a Kati Avadam Inu Kamar. I mean, Avadam Inu was the very first line of Magad, right? Right, it's very quick. It's not a very long and depressing. It's not like we're still saying about the Ma'ino. We can't express Eros. I mean, the whole Magid is about Yitzchus Mitzrayim. So what does he mean? Like we're still saying about the Ma'ino? Not exactly. You see, the first position said we're talking about Eros. So you're right. That's what you're saying. It's like the first side says you do it during the first two Gosses because that's when we're talking about Eros. So then, what do you mean? The second position says, no, we're still doing it with the Ma'inu? So you're right, it's true. It sounds like contradiction. But who sounds right? I mean, it sounds like the position who says you do it on those, because you're not really saying about the Ma'inu. I mean, you do mention it. But to say, therefore, you're not going to do a Seba on those Kosos is hard to understand. And anyways, look, what do you say? Ma'idahav afterwards, it's not like Pesach anymore. It's also funny all together. Ma'idahav, it's it, it's history, it's all done. We're not doing cheros anymore. I mean, you are, after all, drinking the four cups. Doesn't that have to do with cheros? All takan of dalakosas itself is tied into cheros. And the night is certainly a night of geula, all night. And it's funny altogether to say it's my ave ave, it's history, it's all over.
The person that's saying that it's that you're doing it for cheros in the first two cups, maybe it doesn't say that you're doing it. Like, in either opinion, maybe not every cup is for cheros then. Maybe with both of it.
Right. Okay, that's true. You could say that. I mean, you could say that there's two takanas. The problem is it would seem to be it's one takana of dalakosas. You know?
Well, you have to drink four cups, which is necessary.
Well, the Gemara says, Arba Kasi Tikni. It's a Gemara.
You don't do the other two cups.
Yeah, but the Gemara says, Arba Kasi Tikni Ravan and Derecheras. Kol Chavrucha Neva Vemetzvah. That's on Kuf Yud Dalet, I think.
You saying that all of them is one mitzvah? It doesn't say that there's two separate.
The Gemara says it's on Kuf Yud Zayin Mabez. It says, "Amalei arba kasi tikni rabbanan derecheros kol chad v'chad neve mitzvah." So the takana of the arba kosos is derecheros. It's halacha. They set up four kosos derecheros. That's all halacha. Can I get it right? Isn't that arba shalni gula?
Right.
That's Rashi on the Mishnah there. The very beginning of the parak. Yeah, set up four kosos. Can I get the arba shalni gula? So the four kosos are set up for Geula. That's Arba L'Shamas Geula, that's Rashi and the Mishnah, that's this Gemara, Arba Kazeter Cheiros. I mean, the kosos are Cheiros. The Rambam has that. But it's a Gemara. It's not just, I mean, the Rambam says it's this. The Rambam includes it under Lira, Laharos, Asatzma, Kilo, Yatsur, Mitzrayim. You're showing it through drinking wine. But I mean, it's open in the Gemara, and it's open, but it's easy. The four is because the four L'Shamas Geula. It's Rashi, Rashbam. So it seemed to be it's all one takana of cheiros. So now to say all of a sudden in the end of the story there's no cheiros anymore. It seems like they're all tied in with cheiros. They're not ghosts themselves. Yeah. So if they're all abakatzinim and they're cheiros, so then just lean in all of them. You'd think. You'd think that. It's surprising. I mean, the psak is that you lean in all of them. Because it's a suffix. The Gemara says, since we don't know which way, so you do all them. So that's what everyone knows. Everyone knows you lean in all them. But I think it's surprising to hear this Gemara that it's not so simple. That there's an argument to say that, in fact, no one intrinsically holds you do it in all four. That's what's interesting. No one really holds you do it in all four intrinsically. It's just because we don't know, so we're machmir. But intrinsically, the halacha is really only in two. We just don't know which one. Yeah.
Therefore, leaning.
Yeah. Okay. Something like this is it's similar to what Mark's saying. Just to maybe develop it a little further on each of the sides. But see, the night. There's two parts of the night, essentially. I mean, at least two parts. I don't know, maybe there's more parts. But there's two major parts of the night, which is the beginning part is Sipur. Okay, you're telling the story. And about the Shishon Shrayim, Sipur Shishon Shrayim. That's the primary mitzvah, Magid. That's the second, the first and second kosher leading up towards Zechir Shishon Shrayim, you remember, and then you elaborate in Sipur. And then we culminate the Sipur with Bechol Dovar Dorachai Vadin L'Rasas Atzmo, Kiluhu Ba'atzmo Yasmin Mitzrayim. You have to view yourself as if you yourself went out of Mitzrayim. Personalize the events. The events aren't just historical events that happened a long time ago, but they have to view yourself as if it happened to you and you're a direct beneficiary of those events. And so then what does it say? Lefikach anachnu chayavim because you have to view them as if they happened to you. So that's mechayiv you to give halal, and that's why you begin halal right there, the first parak, first parak of halal, and later then you eat and you do the mitzvah of halal, and then you do halal at the end, and then the rest of the seder is basically is like your praise and your happiness about your shevach v'odah. There's the series of shayim is telling the story, and then the response to the story is the halal v'odah that the person experiences. He has to reflect on the great. The great joy that such a thing happened and how it affects him, and he has to be involved in praise and in appreciation of the fact that God, because of this, he was triumph, therefore we're free. And the great benefit it gives to us, and we have to praise God for it. So like this, is that those are two different stages. Now the question is that when they're setting up Haseba, it has to halachically find its place. Into the kosos. How does it halachically set itself up? What's the kiyum in the haseva? So one way to learn it is that it's woven into the sipur. Also, so anything like this is that sipur, there's a sipur through explicit words. You're telling the story. But then there's like a sipur al yedei maisa, which is like through the action of leaning. It's like you're exhibiting, demonstrating the cheiros. And that's like part of the story. Part of telling a story, it's like a multimedia story. You know, there's like what you say, but then the fact that you're demonstrating the cheiros is part of your telling over the story. Let's say to your kids, you're telling the kids, and not only that, it's not a story, but we're actually acting it out. So it's like it's built as a kiyum in the sipur that the yayin which you're using for the sipur is a vehicle of the sipur. You're drinking the wine and you're leaning, and that's all part of the expression of the story. You're telling a story, but the story is you're acting it out, and you're expressing the punchline of the story through the way you're acting as you're telling the story. So that's what I'm saying, is that if it's part of the story, that's what he says, is that that's when you're talking about the cheiros. Right? That's when you're doing the cheiros. But afterwards, my dave ave, it means that you're done telling the story. So if you say that the way they set up the haseba on the kosos is as a component of the mitzvah sipor, then the mitzvah sipor is done after the second kos. It doesn't mean it's not cheiros anymore, but it means the sipor is over. You're done with the mitzvah sipor yisrael. Now you moved on to havodah. It's a different thing. That's now. It's not the time to tell the story and show what it means to be chod to show your kid and to tell the story through doing a seba. It's already you're already done telling the story. Okay, and that's what he's saying. It doesn't mean my dahavi havi like it's history. We don't care about it anymore. Of course we care about it. But the thing is, if the way they set up the haseba, the way they halachically wove the haseba into the kosos is that the kosos are like we're holding the coast for the whole sipor, and it's the amira over the coast, and then you're using the coast is built into the sipor. So now you drink the coast and you lean drinking the coast. So it's a coast shel cheiros, and as such, it's part of the cheiros is an enhancement of the it brings out the sipor al yedei maisa. So if that's the case, then that's only shayach in the first two cups. After that, it's done. That stage of the Haggadah is done. That mitzvah of Sipur is done. And now you can no longer enhance the Sipur. So if that's the way they built it in, it's too late. The other side learns, no, that's not how they built it in. There's another way to build, to incorporate the mitzvah of Haseba into Dalai Kosos. And that is through the second part of the Haggadah. The second part of the night. The second stage of the night is that we're reflecting on the fact that God did in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the benefits which it gave us, and the lefikach nachnu chayav mahodos al shavayach, we're giving expressing halvoda, and it's like part of your expressing halvoda is your leaning, you're acting as a ben choron. It's like the halvoda is because of the liros atzma, so it's like in proportion to your appreciation of the cheiros is the degree that a person is moved and that the halal is a reality to him. So it's an enhancement of his halvodah insofar as he appreciates the cheiros. And insofar as the leaning is an expression of the cheiros. So it's bringing out the reality of the cheiros and thereby is a kiyum in the halvodah. So in that stage of the thing is, that's when you're cheirim. In the beginning of the thing, you're not appreciating the cheiros. That's what he says, akatam avad meinu kamar. You're still involved. It doesn't mean we're still slaves. He just means we're still involved in the discussion about the ideas of Avodah Mayinu and the freedom and the slavery and the freedom. That's where we're still telling the story. That's not the time where you're involved in appreciating and giving hodah, expressing your hodah on your freedom. That's the time where you're still talking about the ideas. You're involved in the intellectual discussion about the avdas, about the cheiros. But after you're done with it, now, what does it say? Now, now is when it's free. What does it mean now we're free? We were free yesterday and the day before, but it means now is when you're reflecting liros asatzmo, that you, as if the benefits to you personally, and that's why you're giving halvodah. That's what you should be moved naturally to give halvodah, and that moves you to the halvodah. Now you're really thinking about yourself as ben choren and expressing your appreciation as a ben choron, and now that appreciation is enhanced insofar as you are acting out your cheiros and expressing it, and the leaning is a part and parcel of that. So if you say that the way they built it in, halachically they incorporated Haseba into the kosos, is insofar as the kosos frame the second part of the night, the halal of hodah, so then it's appropriate to lean on those, but on the first ones it doesn't belong. Doesn't belong. It's not up to that stage of the thing. Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Maybe it's the Rambam says like this. So he's talking about the Suda. After you do all the mitzvahs, when he's telling you the order of the night, he says, "V'achar kach nimshach b'suda." You extend in your suda. V'ochel kol ma shirotz alachol v'shosa kol ma shirotz alashdos. So, I mean, you could say he's just saying whatever. You're allowed to eat anything, but it could be he's saying as part of the thing is it's a night of feiros. It's to have a nice fancy meal. Eat whatever you want. Drink whatever you want.
It's an event.
Oh. Right? It's an event. The meal shulchan aruch is what part of the song, right? I get what.
Like a
Purim Suda, Kol Mashi Rotza, right? So Shulchan Aruch itself, and that's the Rambam holds that it's a kiyum, it's Meshubach to lean during the meal. It's not just like we have to eat. So I guess what are we gonna do? We're not gonna the whole night. Everyone's we have to keep everyone happy, so we have to eat. No, it's part of the thing. It's a feast. It's centered around the feast. In fact, the main dish used to be the Pesach and the Chagiga, right? And the whole meal is basically a meal of mitzvahs, right? The matzah, the vegetables, the maror. And the meat is supposed to be, even though now we don't have it, we have the zecher to show that the main dish is. It's like we're lacking a component of it. But it's like the halachic meal. Everything about it is like a halachic meal. So the meal itself is an expression of the cheros. It's a big fancy meal. And the Rambam holds it's a kiyum to lean for the meal. You know, the wine, the drink of the meal is the mitzvah. So it could be, is that the benching is on this meal. So as you're at the stage of the thing where you're reflecting on the cheros. And it could be the meal is also part of that. So it was the meal and the halal, the benching, and the benching is on the meal, which is part of it, you know. Now that you're free, and now part of the thing is to say halal. In fact, I think it's a halacha. You should say halal in general. You should say halal on a full belly. Like part of your, you should be in a certain state of, you know, like a simcha when you say halal. So it's like the whole second stage of the Seder is your appreciation of the cheres, the reflection on the cheres. And the seba is an enhancement of that whole appreciation, according to this position. So that's on the first two cups. You're not doing that in the last two cups. In the first two cups, you're not doing that. First two cups, you're still busy in the ideas, thinking over the ideas of the thing. Avadim, you know, you're thinking about the avadim. It's not because of avadim per se. It's just like you're involved in telling a story. There are two distinct stages. You tell a story, then you celebrate the effects of the story. And to mix them together does a disservice to both. So that's why they split up. First two, the second two. But what's interesting to me is that it seems that they're both learning, like, it's not, and maybe we'll develop this more, but it's not just so simple to say, just lean for the cups. You have cups, let's just lean for them. But it's like they had to use... to incorporate the seba into the mitzvah of the kosos, into what's the kiyum of the seba? You can't just say, look, it's a nice thing to lean, so let's just lean. But they had to like see what are the kosos almost like frame the night. It's like the dalet kosos spread throughout the night, and it's like it's not. And this I think we should explain. They did not just say this is what I would have said, is the dalet kosos are. An expression of cheros, right? That's the idea of the alkozos, an expression of cheros. So, what better way to express cheros than to drink them while leaning? And then it would be all four, right? They didn't attack the vehicle, the dalakosos per se, and attach the seba to the dalakosos per se. Rather, they used the kosos as frames of the night, which frame the night, and they frame the different parts of the night. The sipor, and the halal. And they're attaching the haseba to the kosos b'toras this mitzvah, the enhancement of the sipor, or the kosos b'toras, the enhancement of that which frames the halal. They did not go right for the dalakosos directly, you know? Which is, to me, it's a question. Strange.
Yeah,
I'm saying is like the dalakosos, what I would have said is dalakosos are a mitzvah of expressing cheros. And how should you express your cheros? Drink them while leaning. And then you'd be all four.
For the wine itself.
Yeah, for the wine itself. Right. What's the way you want to drink wine? Wine is expressing cheros. How do you express cheros by drinking wine? And you drink wine while you're leaning. How does a Ben Choron drink wine? Right? They didn't do that. They took the dalakosos are just drinking wine. And it could be this is part of it. Dalakosos are like just style an action of drinking wine. Almost like a maisa of taiva, it's just Tom drinking wine. But the way the Chazal, and that's what the Gemara says, they set up the Arachos there, Cheros, Kol Chad V'Chad Neved Be Mitzvah. they didn't just set up Dalit Kosos just as a drinking fast, but they took the Kosos and used them as Kiyumim in the Mitzvos HaLaila. There are different Mitzvos HaLaila. And the wine is gives chashivas to something, like you do a toast over it. So there's four different Mitzvos HaLaila, and they use the Yayin as enhancements of the Mitzvos HaLaila. They're machshev the Mitzvos HaLaila through drinking wine, just saying the Halal of Rakos of Yayin, and the Kiddush of Rakos, and mentioning of Rakos, and Halal of Rakos. So the Dalit Kosos are woven into the night. It's not just an action of Taiva. So it could be is like if you just take the Jawan, drink it, and sit back and lean, that's like just like a Taiva. It's the full Taiva experience. Just drink a lot of wine and get comfortable. But the Dalit Kosos were built into the night, into the mitzvahs of the night. So now that when you're setting up Haseba on the Yayin, they're really setting up the Haseba as enhancements of the mitzvahs halayla, which the Yayin is framing. But you can lean while you do. See, here's an interesting thing, is that you don't lean during Haseba. Because you could ask a question, you can't lean during Sipur. Because you could say, if the whole Kiyum is a Kiyum in Sipur and Halal, so just lean while you're doing Sipur? Or lean while you're doing Halal? Right? It's a little bit of kasha, what I'm saying. I'm saying is the whole thing is you want to enhance the Sipur through leaning. You want to enhance the Halal through leaning. So lean while you're doing Sipur? Lean while you're doing Halal? So what's the answer to that? What's the answer to that question? Right. Leaning is a derech achila. What's cheiros? Cheiros isn't just to lie down. Everyone lies down. Right? Everyone goes to sleep. You don't just say lying down is cheiros. Why is lying down cheiros? It's lying down. It's achila behaseva is the cheiros. Achila v'shasiya. Kings eat and drink that way. Normal people eat and drink sitting up. Maybe they have to get up. They have to get down. That's the way that they eat. The way kings eat and drink is haseba. So haseba is not just stam an action of cheiros. To tell a story while you're laying down isn't cheiros. Everyone tells stories while you lay down. Why would you be sitting up? It's you get comfortable, you tell a story, you sit back. The cheiros is the derech achila, derech shasiya. So how do you incorporate haseba, an expression of cheiros, into the sipur? Sipur is just speaking. But cheiros is the derech achila. But the answer is that the Yayin is the Yayin of the Sipur. As the Sipur is a la kos, and the Yayin, you drink the kos of the Sipur. So you could incorporate the Haseba, which is Derech Achila and Shia, into the Sipur through the Yayin, which is a component, which is part and parcel of the Sipur. It's Sipur ala Yayin, and the Shia of the Yayin of Sipur is done with Derech Eros. So thereby you're incorporating, Yayin's like your hook, to be able to include the din haseba, which is the derech achila shia, into the haseba, into the sipur. And similarly into the halal. You can't do halal while leaning. There's no such thing as that. But since the halal is al yayin, and when you're drinking it, you're drinking the kos of the halal, so therefore it reflects upon the halal. Right? Like you propose a toast. So you propose a toast to this couple, and blah, 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 and then the drinking. The drinking is part of the toast. Part of the toast is the drinking, and it kind of gives the chashivas to whatever you just spoke about. And if you drink a nice wine and it's a pleasurable experience, then it's a good toast, and whatever the purpose of toasts are. But the drinking becomes part of the toast. So the idea of an amir al yayin, the drinking is part of it. So the drinking relates to the activity, the whole activity which it was on. So that's why it's... So what am I trying to answer with that? I'm answering this directly. I'm answering this question of how it is that why not just lean for the thing itself? I'll probably remember. Yeah. Okay. So the point is saying is that they did not set up the mitzvah of haseba b'dafka on yayin on the drink. It's like that would make it like it just sound like a big drinking fest. And you're drinking. You're just sitting back, drinking comfortably, just drinking wine. But the yayin is built into the mitzvah salayla, and thereby you're attaching the haseba to the yayin betoras, the frame of the mitzvah salayla. And now it's saying is, if that's the case, then you can't just do it on all four cups, because it has different roles vis-a-vis the different mitzvah salayla, the different, totally different stages of the layla. So you can't just say do it on all four cups. All four cups, if you look at the four cups as a mitzvah of cheiros, as the mitzvah on the mitzvah of the shi'as yayin itself, then you'd say, yeah, they're all one entity. But if you look at the yayin as a frame, as a machshiv of the mitzvah salayla, then you have to notice there are two distinct stages in the mitzvah salayla. There's the first two and the second two, and they're different stages in the Laila. So if they're attaching the Yayin, the Seba on the Yayin, to the Yayin, Betoros, and expression of the Mitzvah Laila, then you can't just in one fell swoop attach it to all four. They're different. And there's only one Takana of a Seba on the Lakos. There's no two Takanas. So that's what Rav Nachman was saying, is that he says on the one hand he said there's a Seba, on the other hand he says they don't need a Seba. What's the answer? Is there's two dinim in the ayin. They function vis-a-vis two different roles in the Mitzvah Laila, and they only set up the Seba on one of them. That's the machlokas, is on which one they set it up. That's what we're saying. That's what the machlokas is about. And which of the Mitzvah Laila, the ayin exists as an enhancement of one of the, as all the Mitzvah Laila. And they're two essentially two different activities of the Laila, the Sipur and the Halavodah. And which one did they attach the ayin to the Alakosos? Which of the ayin, which function of the ayin of the kosos, did they attach the seva to? And they're different. Is it an enhancement of the sipor? They attach the seva to the sipor to make it an multimedia sipor, which includes sipor de dibor and sipor de maisa, or did they attach it to the halavoda to enhance the appreciation of the cheras which you're giving halavoda to? That's the machlokas here. You know the Gemara is saying. Oh, the Gemara is saying lo pligi means this is I think a pshat question. The Gemara says in Mar Mishnei Rav Nachman that you do a seba and in Mishnei Rav Nachman you don't do a seba. So it's saying is that those two statements of Rav Nachman are not arguing. Rather, Rav Nachman said both you do a seba and you don't do a seba. He meant on one set of kosos you do a seba and one set of kosos you don't do a seba. Now others who are interpreting Rav Nachman argued which ones Rav Nachman meant. Rav Nachman himself wasn't arguing. Rav Nachman himself clearly meant to do it on two cups and not on the other two cups. So he said both statements. But now the Amri law, they don't know. They didn't know which ones did he mean. We don't know which ones he meant. So that's what the Machlokas is. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a little tricky. Good question. Yeah, okay. What I'd like to take up next, there's a big kasha here, is that you're telling me, my Dave Ave, according to the first side, my da'ave ave, right? According to the first side, my da'ave ave, and therefore you only do the seba on the first two cups. You can't do it in the last two, it's already done. So Tosis asks, well, we do a seba on the matzah, and the matzah is after sipur is already done. So if you're telling me that the seba was set up and it's part of the sipur and sipur is already done, it's too late to do a seba, but we do it on matzah, matzah's after that. So Tosis gives three answers. Okay, so that's, I'd like to take those up next week. Yeah, my da'ave, let's do it. The toast is my da'ave, and kuf chas.